in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 17, Letter Number 6475, Baruch Hashem, the 15th of Elul, Tavshin Chai, Brooklyn, Shalom Avrochon. And there's something before in the letter, dot, dot, dot. Then the Rebbe writes, and the last thing is the most important. I'm responding last to what's more important. And that's responding to what you write in the very beginning of your letter. That when you don't have true faith in your heart, etc., and that's why he is in a depression, etc. You say, because, in other words, the fact that he doesn't have faith, that is the thing that causes him depression. So the Rebbe tells him, I heard a story of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that there was once a chassid that was complaining before the Rebbe did Tzemach Tzedek on the fact that sometimes he begins to doubt his belief. He has sveikus and amunah. He has doubts and belief in Hashem. He was complaining to the Tzemach Tzedek. So the Tzemach Tzedek asked him, so what do you care? So you have doubts. The Tzemach Tzedek is asking you, so why does it bother you that you have doubts? And the chassid answered very excitedly, what kind of question is it? Why does it bother me? But, you know, you have to believe. You have to. How could you not? Et cetera, et cetera. He kept on saying. So then the Tzemach Tzedek said to him, that is actually evidence that your real condition, that you do believe. Because it bothers you that you don't believe. If you really didn't believe, then it wouldn't bother you that you don't believe. The fact that it bothers you, that means that you really believe. And it's something in between. The Rebbe says, like all the stories of tzaddikim, also from this story we can learn many things. And in our case, the Rebbe says, the fact that you are worried about, that you don't have the real, full belief in your heart. He's talking about emuna keina balev. Shikshein emuna keina balev. You don't have a real emuna. So the Rebbe says, in your case, when you are worried that you don't have a full belief, so that is in itself evidence that in the inner of your soul, you do have the belief. But there is something covering on it. Or to use the language in the Hasidic literature, there's something interrupting between your inner and externality. That's what's happening. And when we know that that is the condition, so that knowledge and that recognition, that directs your work to remove that interference, that partition, and to get rid of that partition. So you have to work on trying to remove that block that interferes and separates between your inner and outer heart. But obviously you don't do that through depression. That brings to a generally weakening of energy. That's not going to remove that interruption and that partition. And it's not even going to diminish it. On the contrary, your depression is not going to help you. So the Rebbe says, I pray for you that you should be fulfilled with you that which I wrote you in my previous letter. That when you serve Hashem with joy and gladness of heart, and especially according to you, because he wrote to the Rebbe apparently, that you can work Hashem b'simcha v'tuv levav, and that doesn't stop him from reflecting only also on the negative sides. He doesn't have to always. He can do both. Apparently, I'm interpreting it wrong. I think that what the Rebbe is saying, even according to your depressed or thinking that your situation, this does not prevent him from reflecting in the negative sides to be b'simcha v'tov levav, as explained in Tanya. I guess he wrote to the Rebbe that he can still reflect be b'simcha, and he can still reflect on the negatives. So the Rebbe says, at least, you know, should be b'simcha v'tov levav in other words, even if he is right, that should not hold back from reflecting on the negative sides. So you can still do besimcha v'tuv levav. But the Rebbe says it's a waste of the time, that you can utilize it in matters that are on the right, and to spend it in dealing with the left side. If it's asleep and it's not impacting, let your left side, their negative side, stay asleep. Don't deal with that. As long as it's not acting up, let it be dormant over there, and you get yourself involved only with Simcha Tov Levav. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and a Ksiva V'Chsima Toiva. The Rebbe is saying, even if you should practice simcha, you can still reflect on the negative aspects as well. But the Rebbe says it's a shame to waste the time on negative aspects when you can deal with only the positive aspects. The Rebbe blesses him for good news, and the Rebbe basically tells him that do the positive, and the fact that you're complaining that you have problems with pure or real belief, that means that you do really believe. So you just got to get rid of some of the negative in between. You can still work on those things, but main thing, the Rebbe says, concentrate on the positive, and then you won't even have to deal with the negative things alone.